Ladies and gentlemen, I'm delighted to be able to welcome the new Secretary of General of NATO, Jens Stoltenberg, here on his visit to Germany, his first visit. But we have known each other for many years when he was in his previous capacity Prime Minister of Norway. But this is the first time that we've met here in Berlin in his new capacity, which doesn't mean, obviously, that we haven't seen each other in other places already. The situation at the beginning of the year of 2015 was one that we looked at and where we tried to identify the challenges that NATO needs to confront. We know that NATO confronts global challenges of a significant dimension, starting with Afghanistan, but also looking at the eastern and southern neighborhood. There are quite a lot of challenges there. We discussed at some length the tasks and the requirements. We had the very successful summit meeting in Wales, and what's important now is to see to it that what we promised there is implemented. More measures to protect our neighbor Poland, protect our neighbors the Baltic states, but also Romania and Bulgaria. Germany feels duty-bound to show solidarity with the countries of Central and Eastern Europe and to demonstrate that this is not something that we pay lip service to, but we're serious about implementing this. We have a number of obligations that we've took over in this context. Let me remind you of air policing along the Baltic Sea states. But also, we're also participating in this new multinational headquarters in Chechen, building this up, and in 2016, the next summit meeting will take place in Warsaw, and then these very high readiness forces will have to be operational. That too is something that we want to contribute to. Let me just remind all of us that the debate, the discussion we had today was running along the lines that obviously we all feel duty bound by Article 5, that we will defend our members, but we don't want to pursue a policy that is directed against Russia. We want a political cooperation with Russia. Security and safety in Europe will certainly be better ensured if we don't work against each other. But obviously, one precondition needs certain framework conditions have to be respected. For example, the fundamental principle to guarantee the territorial integrity of a given country, which due to the annexation of Crimea and also what was happening in Lugansk and Donetsk did not happen. There was clearly an infringement there. So we have to state very clearly what our values are, what our ideas are. On the other hand, we always seek for ways and means of cooperation. This is why I said we should not suspend the NATO-Russia Founding Act. We should abide by our commitments, and we hope that Russia, at some later point in time, will also revert to that policy and position. One other issue on the agenda was Afghanistan. Resolute Support is now the mission underway, and we, as Federal Republic of Germany, are doing our bit as a lead nation also in the north of Afghanistan. And we have every interest in seeing to it that the Afghan government and the Afghan national forces are supported, that they are enabled to defend the security of their country at some point in time on their own. Germany wants to be a responsible member of NATO. We have a very close cooperation with all the NATO headquarters, first and foremost, obviously, with the NATO Secretary General. A very warm welcome again to you, sir.
Thank you so much, Chancellor Der Angla. It's always a great pleasure to meet with you. And thank you also for your strong support in my new capacity as the Secretary General of NATO. Germany is such a staunch and important ally in the alliance, and we appreciate so much the great contributions from Germany to our security, to our collective defense, and to all the cooperation within the NATO alliance. I appreciate very much our meeting today because we started by addressing the attacks we saw in Paris last week. And those terrorist attacks, they were attacks on innocent people, but also attacks on the freedom of speech, the freedom of expression, and our open, free societies. And I think it just reminds us of the importance of security of defense. And we have to fight terror in many different ways. It's about attitudes, it's about defending our values. And I think we have seen both the people of France, but also the people of the whole of Europe and Germany, standing united in both condemning terror, but also defending, also protecting the values of freedom of speech and open societies. NATO is also playing its role in fighting terror. We have stepped up our information exchange related to foreign fighters. We know that that is posing a threat to our societies, and we have agreed that we should that we shall cooperate even closer when it comes to fighting the threat of related to returning foreign fighters. In addition, we are conducting training. We are developing technologies to be able to protect ourselves against attacks, especially related to explosive, both to detect them and also to defend us against explosives which are used by terrorists in attacking our societies. And in addition, we work together with partner countries in our neighborhood to enable them to be more able to fight terror in their countries and in their regions. In addition, I think we have to remember that the operation in Afghanistan, where Germany played a crucial role, that was actually a big operation, the biggest operation NATO has ever conducted. That was a direct response on a terrorist attack, the 9/11 attack in the United States. So the whole Afghanistan operation, which has lasted for 13 years, has actually been a big counter-terror operation, and the main goal of our efforts in Afghanistan has been to prevent that Afghanistan is a safe haven for terrorist organizations. So NATO, together with allies, together with Germany, are doing a lot of combating terrorism. And I just visited Afghanistan before Christmas, and I met with the German soldiers, and we are so grateful for the great efforts and the great contributions by Germany and by the German soldiers in Afghanistan. We also discussed the challenges we are facing to the east, and we see that the international law is violated and that the sovereignty and the territorial integrity of Ukraine is not respected. And we call on Russia to respect the Minsk agreements, to use all its influence on the separatists to make them respect the ceasefire, and to withdraw the support for the separatists. I underline very much that NATO does not seek confrontation with Russia. NATO aspires for a more constructive and cooperative relationship with Russia. But to be able to establish that, Russia must want it too. And then Russia must respect the core values and the rule-based system that we have strived for so many years to establish in Europe. And one of the basic values is to respect the integrity, the sovereignty of all nations in Europe. We discussed also, as the Chancellor mentioned, our development of response force, a very high readiness force in NATO, which will enable NATO to deploy forces on short notice to be able to protect all allies against any threat. And that's a response to the challenges we have seen in the East. And Germany is doing a lot. Germany is part of the assurance measures, taking part in the air policing in the Baltic region. And Germany is also a key when it comes to developing this new high readiness spearhead force, which we are in the process of establishing. And we have an interim force in place for 2015. And Germany is lead in that force. So it just underlines the importance of Germany as a staunch ally. I also would like to commend Germany for what you are doing in fighting ISIL. The support you are giving to the fight against ISIL just underlines that all NATO allies, in different ways, take part in the international effort and international coalition against ISIL. I also would like to underline that we have to invest more in defense. We agreed to do so at our summit in Wales. And Germany is such a key country in Europe. Germany has the strongest economy in Europe. Germany is providing leadership in so many areas in Europe. But we also are looking for German leadership when it comes to investing in defense, because we need to invest in our defense to be able to protect all our allies and to maintain the security and the stability of Europe. So I thank you so much. It has been a great pleasure, and I'm looking forward to continue to work with you. Thank you.
Ja, guten Tag, Frau Merkel. Eine Frage zum EuGH.
Hello, Mrs. Merkel. One question on the European Court of Justice. Is it a good news for the Eurozone that the ECB may now buy Eurobonds? Well, this plenary of the Federal Account actually was 150 pages long, so I have to first look at the attorney's statement before I can comment it. Madam Chancellor, do you see any opportunities for this conference that was postponed, that was due to happen in Astana? Can it happen? Under what preconditions can it happen? And Secretary General, the cancellation of the membership in the non-aligned movement by Ukraine in December, was that helpful? Was it less helpful? Is it a first step towards entry of this country into the NATO family, in your assessment? As to Astana, the talks of the foreign ministers that were to prepare such a possible meeting happened. The outcome was that one did not rule out completely that such a meeting will take place, but one has to have at least a glimpse of hope for tangible results in order to call for such a meeting. We are not there yet, but every effort is put into preparing the ground for that. But how long this is going to take, I can't tell you. It depends on all parties participating in that.
To Ukraine. I would like to underline that it is a fundamental principle which all countries in Europe have subscribed to, and also that Russia has supported, and that is that all sovereign nations have the right to choose their own path, and that's of course also valid for Ukraine. But Ukraine has not applied for membership. What they have is that they have removed the decision they had earlier to be a non-bloc country. But they have underlined themselves that they are now starting a process which aims at ending up with an application for becoming a member of NATO. But they have underlined themselves that this will take time. They have to reform. They have to also have a referendum. So we will, of course, assess an application for membership in NATO from Ukraine in the same way as we will assess any other application. And that means that they have to fulfill or meet the standards which NATO requires, open democratic societies, and also that it contributes to the stability and the security of Europe. This is something we're going to assess when or if Ukraine is applying sometime into the future. They have underlined themselves that that will take some time before they do so.
Okay, danke schön.
Thank you very much.